Welcome back to the I Am The Code podcast. I'm your host, Mariam Jam, founder of I Am The Code. I really hope you're doing well, keeping safe, wearing your masks, and looking after loved ones. What is really important right now is to look after yourself. I am looking after myself. It's really important. Sometimes, when things are hard and challenging, we forget who we are. We forget ourselves. And if you're not good for yourself, you can't be good for anybody else. So look after yourself. And thank you so much for being here. Thank you for taking care of our girls. Thank you for your donations. And thank you for sharing our podcast with everyone. I truly appreciate your help. Thank you. I really hope you also enjoyed listening to the first part of my conversation with Shuki Matsumoto, my dear friend, Buddhist monk. I learned so much from him. In this episode, he'll be talking about the power of solitude and how we can embrace our fear. We need to face our fear. Sometimes we don't want to face our fears, but it's really important that we look deep and face it. I hope you enjoy listening to the conversation. I will see you on the other side. So happy to have you, my dear friend Shuki. Thank you so much for being here. Welcome back. Last time when we had a conversation, we talked about fear. So fear is one of the biggest things that is affecting our world right now. Everybody's scared about COVID-19, black people, coronavirus. So how can we make sure we don't have fear anymore? How can we get rid of fear?
That's what I was pursuing. And yeah, so I wanted to know how I can overcome my fear inside. And now I feel that fear is necessary to my life. Actually, fear tells me a lot of things. Buddha means awakened one, right? Who got enlightened. Buddhism is a way to become Buddha. In other words, Buddhism is a path for you to get enlightened. Mm-hmm. If you get enlightened, by the way, I'm not enlightened, so I cannot say.
No, don't say that. I think you are enlightened.
anyway, my master tells me about that. So if you get enlightened, you can get rid of your fear completely. But I'm not enlightened. You may not be enlightened. So my next question is, how I can deal with my fear before I get enlightened, right?
That's interesting.
So how I can, you know, deal with my fear? How I can live with my fear? My answer is, don't feel fear for having fear.
Wow! Don't right. Feel fear for having fear. That's interesting.
Initially, I tried to escape from you know fear. I try to get rid of fear, beat fear. But now, gradually, my approach changed, shifted, more mild. So now I try to embrace my fear.
Wow.
I try to learn many things from my fear. Yeah.
That's amazing. Now you are learning so many things because you're not scared of fear anymore.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
Is that what led you to open the temples, the temple cafes? Is that why you opened
temple
them?
Cafe. Mm. Yeah, temple cafe is especially in the metropolitan city. Mm-hmm. People tend to be away from traditional religious things, right? Mm-hmm. I understand that. My friends in the Young Global Leaders community, my friends often say to me that I'm not religious at all, but I appreciate spirituality, right? Mm-hmm. So I understand their feelings. For those people, temple is not destination for the in their daily life.
Mm-hmm.
Just a, you know, a place when they have some rituals, ceremonies in the family. But I wanted to change their notion, their recognition on temples, so that my friends living in a metropolitan city can have a place to be relaxed,
yeah,
and you know, detached from their busy life.
Mm-hmm. We're very busy.
Yeah,
I was reading your book the other day, and it reminds me to the conversation mm-hmm. we had, you know, about cleaning your house, cleaning your mind. I think it's a very interesting concept, and congratulations for the book. Can you just tell our young girls and young boys about the concept of the book, but also why it's important to clean your house, to clean who you are, your mind? Can you just tell us a little bit about that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. The title of my book is A Monk's Guide to a Clean House and Mind.
Mm-hmm.
Marian, you practice some sort of, you know, mindfulness, meditation, and yoga and things, right?
Mm-hmm.
To develop your mindfulness, right?
Yes.
But in the tradition of Japanese Buddhism, yes, of course, we also emphasize the importance of meditation practice. But not only that, we also see the importance of whole life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, especially in the tradition of Zen Buddhism, Zen is not about just a meditation, but living the whole life mindfully.
Yeah.
So, not only during the sitting meditation, but also when you are cleaning dishes, or cleaning your, you know, rooms,
your
or garden,
mm-hmm.
and every moment in your life, you could be Zen. You could have a Zen moment.
Yep.
Yeah. So depending on your attitude to that, your action in
yes.
every moment. In that sense. In a monastery, in a Buddhist monastery, cleaning practice is very important part of practicing Zen. Starting and continuing new practice,
mm-hmm.
like meditation or whatever, is not very easy for people to, you know,
that's true.
Do. But if you try to change your, you know, mindset toward practice which already exists in your daily life, it might be easier, right, than having brand new practice which have not existed your life.
You know, there are so many people who try to do so many things at the same time, but they never finish it. What are you saying is start something small, even cleaning your bedroom or cleaning your house or doing dishes. This could be a very simple way of being Zen. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wow.
And so your point is very important, especially for the people living in a modern, you know, society.
Mm-hmm.
We lack the experience to complete or achieve something
mm-hmm.
in our, you know, daily life.
That's very true.
Right?
Yeah.
But cleaning gives 100% gives a sense of, you know, achievement.
Satisfaction.
Yeah.
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 I feel satisfied. You know, when I clean, since I read the book and then you taught me at Harvard to clean my mind,
mm-hmm.
when I before I go to bed every night, I clean my house. I clean my kitchen. And when I wake up, I put the kettle, I have coffee. Yes.
So because
I know. So because you taught me how to clean your mind. So I go to bed, no upset, no stress. I sleep
And when I wake up, I have my coffee. So thank you for teaching me.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's really fascinating.
You practice very well.
I practice. I love the book. I gave it to 4 of my friends. And I think that came to my point to how do we clean our mind with all of this information? There's so many social media, Twitter, Facebook. Yeah. How can we help people, Shuki, to clean their mind? I'm worried about the world.
The information
is too much.
Surrounding is flooding.
Mm.
So the idea is our mind is connected to our environment.
Yes.
And in other words, including information, our environment reflects on the state of our mind, right? So if we make it clear and clean, our environment ordered, that has an influence on our mind, right? So can you exactly pointing out your where is you? So is this you or is this you? Is this you?
I can't point out, no. You mean right? I can't point out who I am. I can't put a finger and say, this is Mariam, my head is Mariam, my body is Mariam. No, yeah. I can't do that. You're right. Yeah,
so actually we are unconsciously without knowing, living without knowing what I am, exactly I am.
Mm-hmm.
So in Buddhist tradition, we don't see any separation. Everything is connected. Everything is interconnected. Nothing is completely independent. Everything is affecting each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
So nothing is not relevant to you. So everything is could be relevant to you in some sense,
yes,
right?
That's true.
You can influence yourself with touching something, doing something to your environment.
Yeah. This is so important because, like you said, everything is linked to your environment. I feel that when I clean my house, I clean my bedroom, I clean my emails, I clean, I clean my car. I feel I'm happy. You know, I clean my bank account. I pay everybody. I feel I'm like relieved, you know, I have no more stress inside. So I think today maybe people should clean their Twitter accounts. Maybe, I don't know. What do you think? I think we should clean social media because so much information is coming in your inbox. It's very negative. How do we clean the social media so people can, you know, or maybe you just need to move away from the social media. What do you think?
Cleaning practice gives you a sense of control on environment as well as yourself, right? So if you want to be calm, if you want to be more stable, you should be aware of the move of your mind, right? If you are not be aware of your thought, in other words, if you lose control in your mind, you would easily go somewhere.
Distracted.
Mindfulness or mindful practice, whatever, cleaning dishes, cleaning rooms, whatever. Mindful practice gives you a sense of living here and now. That's very important.
Being in the present.
Being in the present, yes, exactly.
Our young girls and young boys in refugee camp, they live in the now. And I think maybe also because you and I are part of the Young Global Leaders from the World Economic Forum, maybe our mind is too busy. But the refugees, they don't think tomorrow. They cannot dream tomorrow. They think today. So they live in the present because today is more important, day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
It's more important
to them. Moment.
Yes, moment day by day. So you said that earlier, you said that you're trying to live with fear. But what scares you? Do you get scared, even being a calm Buddhist monk and very aware of what you're doing? Do you get scared sometimes?
Yes, of course. I sometimes scared of something.
But do you get scared for the world or do you get scared for yourself?
I sometimes actually feel scared of the world.
Yes, because you see many people. I mean, every time I see you, you have so many people next to you. Everybody wants to come and talk to Shuke.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's coming to you because you bring this aura of calmness, of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because you are calm. And then you can see, it looks like in your eyes, you can see everybody's mind is busy. It just scares you.
Yeah, so... sometimes I feel scared, but as I told you, that moment
mm-hmm.
is very important for me to learn something new.
Yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm.
when I feel scared of something, I think at the moment. I have something to face up. When I feel scared of something, that must touch my, trauma or mm-hmm. karma mm-hmm. or something mm-hmm. inside, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which is deeply, deeply embedded in my mind. So I even don't know that it exists in myself. Feeling scared of something is a time to learn something.
How do you talk to your children? Because with this coronavirus, the parents are working from home in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
You know, before parents used to travel, like YGLs, we all travel. You know, we see our wife maybe sometimes, but now we are in the house with the children, the family. So what do you say to your children?
My cooking skill is now rapidly growing. So I'm...
you are cooking now?
Yeah, I'm cooking.
That's very good. That's really good. So it's very fascinating. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. He said now he's doing hoovering, he's doing cleaning, he's going to pick up the children. He's got more time now.
Yeah.
More time.
Yeah.
The coronavirus is teaching us something, huh?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
We are learning to be more positive.
Yes.
Wow. Yes. And how do you stay positive and calm? What is the daily practice you use to stay positive and calm?
To keep my mind positive and calm, I try to have time to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
So solitude. So in this corona crisis, I think solitude is more and more important for people to live healthier. Because before corona crisis, we used to had a time to be alone without any intention. But now, it may sound contradictory, but if I try to put as many meetings as possible online, I don't have any, the room to be alone.
That's
so
true.
The online meeting, we don't have any, idle time, right?
That's true.
So meeting without any, break. We can, if you want to do that, you can do that. But in this online setting, I understand that the break to be alone, to contemplate. Yeah, it's very important to keep my mind healthy. So yeah, I recommend you. Yeah, it might sound contradictory, but
no, I like that. I like that. So yeah. Basically, you are saying that we need to use this coronavirus time for solitude. I think solitude in the West is seen as loneliness. You know, people feel they are lonely. They have to talk to friends. They have to go to 10 Zoom meetings. So maybe we need to explain what is loneliness and solitude.
There is a phrase in the Buddhism, we are born alone, we die alone, we come alone, we leave alone. Yeah. So anyway, whatever you do, from the Buddhist point of view, even in the time you spend with friends, you fundamentally are alone. Nobody can take over your life. Nobody can be a substitute, right, of your life. So you are the only person who can live your life.
So there's no need to be lonely.
Yeah, there's no need to be lonely. Yeah. So the solitude is, you know, solitude is more, you know, neutral meaning than loneliness, right?
True. So,
yeah, that's why I use solitude.
Wow. I think people listening to this podcast, it will be amazing for us to put a difference between solitude and loneliness, because in the UK, they talk about mental health a lot here. And loneliness, the fact that people cannot be solitude, they cannot be solitude in French is solitaire. It's like it's a French word. So it's fascinating that people, they don't know the word solitude, but we use loneliness a lot. And people feel sad, and they feel that their mental health is going bad because there's loneliness. So maybe we should talk about this more.
Yeah, as I told you, we are born alone, we die alone, we come alone, and we live alone. So we fundamentally, we live our life in solitude. But for those who understand this reality, it is very important to have friends who understand the same reality. So it's just like, you know, I, who knows the reality that we are born alone, die alone, come alone, live alone, have interaction, conversation, a dialogue.
Yes, dialogue, yeah.
With you, who understand, who knows the same, same values. It's just like, you know, solitude, the dialogue of two solitudes.
No, I understand. If I understand solitude, someone else and then loneliness, we cannot have a dialogue. But I love being by myself, because through my being by myself, I know how to read, I know how to write. And then Miwaza in Japan is the same. She likes being by herself. So I'm going to ask you one question. What do you think about resilience? Do you think people who understand solitude are resilient? Do you think?
Resilience. Resilience comes from, I would say, authentic resilience comes from understanding the mechanism of fear, I think. So as long as you try to get rid of fear, at the end of the day, you end up to walk around your fear, not looking at it. So rather, I recommend you to, you know, as I told you, to embrace your fear without going away from it. Then you'd finally see the ground you stand on. You would be no more scared of having fear.
That's true. Being resilient is being aware of uncertainties. You know, you don't know what's going to happen mm-hmm. tomorrow. But as mm-hmm. you said earlier, it's living today, because I cannot control what's going to happen tomorrow, but I can control what's yeah. going to happen today, right?
Yeah.
But you are a very resilient person. You have lots of people coming to you, and you have students. What does education will look like for you after post-COVID-19? What do you say to your student?
Even for my followers mm-hmm. and my children, I emphasize the importance of seeing, looking at our fear. If I'm too much scared of having fear, it may block your potential, mm-hmm. you know, or ability. Post-corona era, all of us need to collaborate mm-hmm. together to tackle with global issues like climate change and so many, you know, things mm-hmm. to tackle with. So there is no room for us to be distracted. We need to concentrate.
Do you think that post-COVID-19, we need to reset the button?
Yeah. To reset the button, we need to face up our fear so that we can change. As long as you are stuck with your fear, you cannot change your customs and routines and daily, you know, things which should be changed.
But it's interesting you said that, because we are dealing with policymakers, we are dealing with mm-hmm. government, we are dealing with business, mm-hmm. and the reason why I like sharing your book about cleaning your mind, cleaning your house, is because the policymakers around the world, they have fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have fear.
So their fear reflects to refugees. Their fear reflects mm-hmm. to climate change. Their fear mm-hmm. reflects to gender equality or religion in Japan or so many things. What is your message for the world leaders or for the mm-hmm. policymakers who are listening to this podcast?
Mm-hmm. Don't scared of change. Mm-hmm. Don't scared of having fear. Everybody has fear, and we can learn from our fear. The fear is the greatest teacher for us to, you know, to change the course of our life and society. This message also could be for people around policymakers. Having fear is very natural, you know, thing for every human being. So we cannot blame only policymakers. Policymakers are also just a human being, right? Mm-hmm. They could have fear. They are messing things around their fear, right?
That's true.
Yep, mostly without knowing that. So yep. Now what we need is collective approach to face our fear so that we can change together collaboratively, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they are not enemy. Everybody's fear, and everybody can be teacher each other, right?
So mm-hmm. we can teach each other so many things. You are now a young global leader. You are respected around the world because, you know, of all the work you've done. You have changed my life personally. But what would you say to youngest Shuke in 2020?
Just be as you are, right? Don't try to be someone other than you.
to do more cleaning, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
I want you to send a message. We have Japanese girls who are very involved into the I Am The Code work. Can you say this in Japanese? Because they will listen also.
マリアンの取り組みはすごく前から応援しているんですけど、これからも本当にね、やっぱストーリーとともに 広がっていくすごい大事な取り組みだと思うんで、ぜひみんなで盛り上げていきましょう。 So this year、I am the code initiative is very very you know important in terms of theme in、education as well as a story、the powerful story you have. I have been supporting this、personally for long, but let's、make it more popular together. So that's the message.
Thank you so much for saying、yeah. that. That's wonderful. You are my friend and my teacher. But I've got one more message just for you before I let、mm-hmm. you go. Like I said in the beginning, you have been my teacher.、you have been my、mm-hmm. very good friend. And I look up to you so much in calmness, you know, in modern Buddhism,、being a monk and having a family, you know, I look up to you so much. And I will never, never forget the moment we have at Harvard、
mm.
when you told me, Mariam, you need to clean your mind.、
Mm.
And now, if we have a message for young boys and girls, people who are very sad, you know, they are living、mm-hmm. in a very sad way, sad world. Their families don't accept who they are. What message do you have for these people? Message of hope. I want to ask to send them、mm-hmm. a message of hope because the、mm-hmm. world needs hope right now.
You might feel very sad in desperate loneliness. I also sometimes feel loneliness and I feel sad. But as I told you, our life is in loneliness, or in other words, in solitude. By nature, we are born alone, die alone, come alone, live alone. That's the reality of our life. So because of that, I really appreciate my friendship with my very good friends who understand the reality. And like Maria, I am lonely by nature. You are lonely by nature.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say that you are not alone because you have friends, me, Marianne, who understand our life is lonely.
Yes.
In solitude, alone, by nature. So, yeah. And I hope someday you who feel sad right now in loneliness, meet me,
mm-hmm.
your friend, who also understand our life is lonely by nature. Having good friends is very, you know, very, very important for enlightenment. So that's the message from original Buddha. So yeah, we are friends. You are not alone. That's my message.
Okay, you know, thank you so much for joining this podcast. And I'm happy that the girls and the boys will listen to this podcast. This is so important for all of the girls. And I want to thank you for your time, for being my teacher, for being my friend. And I value you so much. Thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else you would like to add before you go?
See you sometime, somewhere. Yeah, so that for the listeners, yeah, see you somewhere, sometime, in person.
How can they get hold of your book? And then are you on Twitter, on social media, on Facebook? How can they find you?
So, yeah, I'm on Twitter, on the web, but mostly in Japanese. So I'm trying to launch a website in English so that you, the listeners, can, you know, interact with me. So... yeah.
And for our Japanese student, we can ask them to go on your Facebook as well.
Ah, yes, yes.
Well, thank you so much, Shuki. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
See you another time.
I really enjoyed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
What I've learned today from Shuki, again, is about solitude and loneliness. why it is so important that we sometimes stay by ourselves, learn the power of solitude, close all the books, all social media, all the noise, block it. Stay by yourself and have a think. Go for a walk. But try to be with yourself just for a couple of hours a day. This will really, really help you. I hope so. You've been listening to the I Am The Code podcast. I'm your host, Mariam Jam. Join me next week for another I Am The Code episode. You can follow us on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. I will see you very soon. Stay resilient. And thank you for being here.